I tell you what, y'all are like a heavenly choir in this room. It's like all of our voices are multiplied by three or four times, and it really sounded beautiful. Now let me ask you a question. What is faith? Do you ever question your faith? Do I really have faith? Do I even understand what is faith? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll start in verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Let's drop down to verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This is a good all-around definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word is from a Greek word, P-I-S-T-I-S, pistis. And the King James Version of the New Testament Greek lexicon shows that it's used 228 times in the New Testament, and it means conviction of the truth of anything, belief. In the New Testament, of a conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, generally with the included idea of trust and holy fervor born of faith and joined with it. You know, you might oftentimes say to a close friend, someone you want to encourage even, I have faith in you. But in the Bible, in the New Testament at least, it's always directed towards God and what God has promised. To believe is pisteuo. These are the same essential word, the same root, except one is a noun and this one is a verb. It's used 220 times in the New Testament, almost the same amount. To think to be true, to be persuaded of, to credit, place confidence in. With these two words in mind, I now want to share with you some of the information I collected a couple of weeks ago at the San Antonio Regional Family Weekend. The theme for the event was faith. Where do you begin? So you see here that we see faith and belief being from the same Greek root, or faith and believing. Faith is belief. It's like the result of believing. The featured scripture for the event was in Genesis 15 and verse 6, and it reads, "And he believed the Lord," that would be Abraham, or Abram, "and he counted it to him as righteousness." This verse references Abram's response to God's call. And the story of Abraham's life is the first comprehensive story in the Bible to feature the meaning of faith, how one possesses faith, and how faith is used. Let's read about the witness Abraham gave to us concerning faith by turning to Romans. Let's turn to Romans chapter 4, and we'll start reading in verse 18. Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 18. Who, contrary to hope, again, this is Abram, before he was named Abraham, in hope believed So contrary to hope, in hope, believed, so that he became the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and of course we're speaking of being able to reproduce, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Verse 22, and therefore it was accounted to him, Abram, for righteousness. If we were to turn to Genesis 12, we would find when Abram's journey of faith began. And that it, that is, when he answered God's call to leave his own country. And he left that country for another country that God would provide to him. But Romans chapter 4 is referring to Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. A time when Abram was quite a bit farther along in his journey. The important thing to take note of here is that God attributed righteousness to Abraham for believing in the promise of a son. If we are not careful, we might assume the attribution did not occur until later in life. You know, we can think of when he was told by God to sacrifice Ishmael, and God says, "Now I know that you will obey me in all things." I'm paraphrasing. Or just that he proved, right? He proved his faith through his whole life, and it is at his death that he could be called righteous. But God attributed righteousness to Abraham all the way back to this promise of his own son when Abraham believed him. Abraham learned many lessons along his life's journey. In other words, Abraham made mistakes, like we all do. Some of them very important, some history affecting even to this day, like with the prophecies related to Ishmael. So, this particular mistake with Ishmael was directly related to his response to that belief that God would give him a son, but he made a mistake in that response. And this is all after that attribution of righteousness. God attributes righteousness to sinners. But don't misunderstand. God attributes righteousness to certain kinds of sinners. And this is where it is important to understand the meaning of faith. Two important steps are necessary to possess faith. That faith being the noun form. Number one, faith comes by hearing. And specifically, hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17 shows us this. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Number two, see, after you have heard, you must hear. It doesn't come up from your own imagination. God provides his word, and you hear his word, either by someone telling it to you or reading it in what is printed for us. Number two, faith is to believe, a verb, those things you've heard. Now let's go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. This actually does not use the verb I referenced earlier because it's reflecting something that's the opposite so that we can understand the belief. James chapter 1, reading in verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. This thing that we are asking of God is something God wants to give us already. Okay, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. Now, this is another Greek word, but you could put in with believing. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. If we're going to doubt, if we're not going to have real faith, he's not going to give us that wisdom. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So do you and I really have faith? We can know the answer if we understand first what faith is and how it is attained. This world does not understand the definition of faith. You and I would not understand if God did not give it to us. This world defines faith as a belief in God, from which this world will then attribute to God the things this world wants to believe. But faith doesn't just believe in God, for the demons also believe. And we know that from James chapter 2 and verse 19. Faith doesn't just believe in God, faith believes God. God has made many promises. He's given us the way of life to live. His promises are for the good and for the bad. All of that is God's word, and we must believe him. It's that step beyond hearing about God or what God promises, that step being defined as complete conviction or belief. It is to receive every word of God and internalize it. Just one final comment. If you and I then have faith, we can't stop there. So we could go on and talk more. Because faith without works is dead, as James also tells us in chapter 2, verse 17. We must go on then to obey what we believe, obey the word we have heard, the word we've believed. We must then, after having acquired faith, understanding what it is, live out our faith.